Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Mostly clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Mostly clear. 20 degrees.
NALJN Mobile Monitoring.
Good morning. 08:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. 23 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees.
KV8IWS Mobile, southbound I-75 at Saginaw. Anybody on frequency in Petoskey? This is KV8IWS Mobile. W8FSM, KD8IWS Mobile. KD8IWS Mobile, clear and listening.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 23 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees.
KDE Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees.
WJDE Mobile Monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees.
Good evening, and welcome to the LeClaire County Net. This time meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the LeClaire County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
Net, this is KE8NGM, I'm sure.
All right, good evening, Tom. If there's any stations with announcements for that, please call now. I'm not sure if there was a station in there or not, but anyway, we're looking for a general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
NHGLC, Vicki and LePierre.
So far, not many check-ins. I've got KE8ATM and N8VLC. Any other stations, please call now.
KE8ZTX, I don't know whether you're with me or not, Kevin.
I can hear you now, Terry. I just heard somebody breaking the squelch before, but we got you now. All right, any other stations before we go up to the top, please call.
KC8VHK, Dick.
All right, good evening, Dick. We got you on the list. So far a short list, but we'll hopefully catch a few more. All right, Tom, good evening. It's been a while since you checked in, I think, but go right ahead. KE8ATM, KB8TAR.
Yeah, Matt, this is KE8AGM. I'm sitting here playing with my charger. Not sure this is going to be charging my mobile device here, but I'm hoping to. Got a brand new 10-year technician license over here, shiny, hanging on my wall. So I'm good to go. Other than that, I haven't checked in because I've been really sick, but still alive. This is KE8AGM, and turning it back to you, KB8TAR.
Well, sorry to hear you've been sick. Hopefully you are on the mend. So very good. Glad you made the net. All right, let's see, Vicki, go ahead, stand by Terry, NAVLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NAVLC. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for doing the net, Kevin. And I got nothing. I went to the chiropractor today, and I did some dishes, a little bit of cooking, and paid the bills, and that's about as exciting as I am. I'm old, I've got a lazy boy and a heating pad, and I'm not out doing any paratrooping or anything like that, so I've really got nothing to report. So I'll send it back to you, Kevin. This is NAVLC, back to Matt.
Roger that. Well, yesterday I had my yearly appointment with the cardiologist, and no changes. Then I had to go sign some papers for my mom, legal-wise, at a lawyer in the afternoon, and then this Wednesday, going to see another attorney. So we're going to redo our wills and that kind of thing. So it's a busy week here. All right, Terry, go ahead. Let's see, stand by Dick, KE8ZTX, KD8TAR.
KD8TAR, KD8ZTX. Well, Kevin, the two groups of people you want to see the least are cardiologists and lawyers. Neither one of them generally wants to give you good news. Hopefully it was all good. No, I haven't been quite as kicked back in the lazy boy as Mrs. I've been out trying to keep the house warm with the firewood and trying to battle the rabbits over my apple trees. I've never had a problem with it until this year. And they just decided to strip the bark off my dwarf apple trees. Hopefully I can manage to keep them alive. I don't know just yet, but I'm going to have to start putting some rabbits in the freezer, I guess. But other than that, yeah, things have been pretty slow. I mean, I had my appointment with a cardiologist a while back, and it was all good, so hopefully yours was too. And I haven't had any problem with lawyers, so hopefully I'll stay away from that. Not my cup of tea unless they want to hand me money. But other than that, things are going pretty well, and hope everybody else is doing fine also. So, K8ZTX, back to that.
You must be seeing different attorneys than I am there, Terry, because I have to give them money. So. And I just got done with a project, the front of my wood stove. The you can tell when you walked on it, some of the ceramic tiles were loose, and the grout had it started to deteriorate. So I literally just tore that up within the last week and got that put together. What must have been Saturday, I guess it was, or Sunday, one of those days. But in any event. The tiles right in front of the wood stove where the glass is had basically all broken loose. I was wondering if it was the thermal expansion had broken loose over time, but it's all buttoned together again or buttoned down again. All right, let's see. Dick, go ahead and then we'll take a standby. KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Hi, Kevin, everybody on the net. Everything's going fine here. I won't be doing any talking on HF, though. Drove in the driveway the other day and looked up in my T5RV where the ladder line comes down about 20 feet. At the bottom of the 20 feet, it's broke. So, just dangling in the wind. So, other than that, everything's going great. So, back to you, Kevin. KC8VHA.
I'd personally wait for it to warm up to get out there, Dick. So. Probably just a solder joint. But I remember mine was some kind of plastic ladder line catcher thing at the bottom with some solder joints. So maybe those just broke loose. I'm waiting for some warm weather to put a new window in too, in addition to some other projects. All right, we are at the bottom of the list. Oh, next time around, Dick, let us know how your wife's doing. But we're at the bottom of the list. Any other new check-ins for the net this evening, please call now.
This is 88IO.
This is 88YO.
All right, 88IO, we got you on the list, Rob. And then there was another station I didn't quite catch. I think I caught a KC8Y. Could you repeat your call sign again?
This is KE8YGV, Russ here in Davison.
All right, Russ, got your whole call sign that time. You broke up on the first one. All right, Rob, go ahead. Stand by, Russ. AE8IO, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR on the net. This is AE8IO. Coming to you over there, Echo Link from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. We've been doing a whole lot of enjoying the warmer weather down here. Been on the beach with our Bronco, and we hunted lighthouses. And when we were stuck waiting for a ferry, just for something to do, I turned on my HT to the local repeater, and I overheard some of the local hams talking about a SpaceX launch. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, well, they must be going to watch it on TV or something. But I guess the launches take a little turn toward the north, and I could see it from where we were at on the Outer Banks. And that was pretty interesting to see the first stage separation, and then the second stage keep on going. So that was our exciting evening this evening. Other than that, we've got a few more places to go and things to do, and we'll be back in a week. This is AE8IO, back to net.
Oh, well, that's cool, Rob. I don't know how, but I missed your Echo Link courtesy tones here. They just went in one ear and out the other. But, well, yeah, I hope the weather's good for you. You're the second person today I've heard of on vacation. But I just keep thinking, what was it, maybe 2 weeks ago, the Welcome to Florida sign had snow around it. So hopefully it's okay for you temp-wise. All right, Russ, go ahead, and then we'll take a standby before we head back up to the top. KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
Yeah, this is KE8YGV. I had an interesting day today, very good day, because it's been a rough go for me lately. Had a doctor's visit. The biopsy they took off my lung a couple of weeks ago turned out to be negative. It's not cancer, although I do have significant scarring, and I'm officially diagnosed with a stage 3 COPD, and I go in for a scan on Thursday. So that's good news for me. I didn't want to have cancer, so I was pretty happy to hear that, and it's been, the last couple of weeks have been kind of antsy, waiting for the results to be posted online and get the word from the doctor. So it came out to be a pretty good day overall. And other than that, I got a new manual for my HF radio today. Garrett gave me a unit here a little while ago, and I've been searching all over for a manual, and that finally came in the mail. I found one on eBay, and so I'm interested in getting that finished and completely hooked up and get on the air with it. So that's all I got, and back to the net control.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad you're happy with that diagnosis there, and happy to hear about your diagnosis, or negative, I should say, diagnosis, but very good, Russ. And what else was I going to say? Oh, the radio manual. I've downloaded a ton of those in PDF form over the Internet, so I'm glad you found a manual copy, but you can usually find those on the manufacturer's websites. All right, let's see, let's break with Russ, and one more time, before we go back up to the top, any new check-ins for the net, please call net control now. All right, nothing additional hurt. I'll just make an announcement, quick reminder, the February club meeting is a week from tonight, the second Tuesday of the month, and therefore there will not be a net next week, so hopefully we'll see everybody at the meeting. All right, Tom, go ahead, stand by Vicki, K-E-8-A-G-M, K-B-8-T-A-R.
This is K-E-8-A-G-M, and boy, we're all falling apart, or some of us are. I've been down for on and off since last May, and just end of the last year, Doc sent me in for some blood tests for my heart. And, you know, average is like 125. Sirius is 400. I was barking around 8,000. And I just started freaking out. So anyways, they come back and ran a bunch more tests 2 weeks ago. And they're still kicking around 3,000. I'm so concerned. Oh, how come you're still alive? You know, you're going down on that. So, anyways, they're going in for more tests next week. They got lined up all year for echoes and more heart work and talk about. And they want to stick an LVAD in me, which is a mechanical heart. And in order to do that, you have to have a team with you 24/7. And I don't have one. So basically, I'm just kicking along for as long as I can, doing what I can, get up every day. And that's my plan, and I'm sticking to it. Y'all have a good day. K-E-8-A-G-M, enough of my worries. Have a good day.
All right, Tom. I am unfamiliar with the measurable that you were talking about, those numbers. I don't remember talking to my guys about that, to my cardiologist about that. But glad to hear you're still kicking. So I hope they get that. Under control, whatever that number means. All right, let's see, Vicki, go ahead, stand by Terry, NABLC, ABATAR.
For how immediate heart failure is, which I have congestive heart failure, and that is an indicator of whether or not you're going to kick within a couple of days or whatever. I'm at extreme risk for sudden cardiac death and have been for years. Like I say, I'm just too dumb to die. K-E-8-A-G-M, back for the map.
All right, Tom. I got your clarification on that. And take care. All right, Vicki, go ahead.
K-B-A-T-A-R, this is an 8-B-L-C. Tom, take care. That is kind of frightening news, and I hope that you're going to be okay. That's kind of scary stuff. And Russ, congratulations. That is excellent news, and I'm very happy for you. And there's nothing out like putting a new radio together and getting on the air, believe me. Oh, I can't wait. And Rob, you have made my day. I love lighthouses, and I'm jealous that you're looking at all these lighthouses and watching the rocket. That is really cool, that the lighthouses, oh my goodness, I would love to be on the trip with you. But have a wonderful evening, everybody. Take care, and I'm going to send it back to you, Kevin, in ABLC.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing the lighthouses here in Michigan. We got quite a few, as you probably already know. All right, Terry, go ahead. Stand by, Dick. K-E-8-Z-T-X, K-B-A-T-A-R.
K-B-A-T-A-R, K-E-8-Z-T-X. Well, I'm glad to hear that Tom's going to keep going on for a while. And Russ, very glad to hear about your diagnosis. And Rob, yeah, you're kind of making the rest of us look like a bunch of slackers. You're out there just having fun and seeing things. And we're sitting in our lazy boys in the cold, so good for you. But maybe we can get off our ducks and get around to it at some point here before too long. But it's about time for that cabin fever, so it's about time to get out and start moving about. But glad to hear that everybody's still doing well, and that's about all I got for the time being. So 73 to everybody, and back to you, Kevin, K-8-ZTX.
Yeah, Terry, cabin fever. I think I got a bad case of that. So I'm tired of this weather. All right. Let's see, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Rob. Or maybe the net doesn't want to hear from Rob again in his travels. But we'll throw it back his way anyway. So, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Rob. K-C-8-B-H-A, K-B-A-T-A-R.
Yeah, everything's pretty good here with my wife. She's pretty much over the problems with the open heart surgery and getting steady around her feet, and she's got some other little problems, but basically, you know, doing all right. Hopefully getting better every day, and we're still having to go with her doctor today again, kidney doctor this time, and so we're just moving along. I'd like to be down there with Rob, but I don't know. I'm hoping maybe in March take off for a couple weeks, but I'm not sure if we're going to do that or not. We'll play someplace warm. I'm 73 to everybody, and have a good night. KCHA, back to that.
All right, very good, Dick. I'm glad to hear she's doing better. And hopefully it will put you out of pain from that that surgery. So very good. Let's see. Well, I guess I got to by net rules. Got to let Rob talk again to us from someplace warm. So Rob, you go ahead. Stand by rest. AE8IOKB8TAR. Oh, we might have lost him. Rob, if you're still there, go ahead. AE8IOKB8TAR. Well, maybe he had to go swimming again. All right, let's see. Russ, go ahead, then we'll take another final standby. KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
This is KE8YGV. I forgot to mention last time I'm using Echolink tonight. I've never gotten the chance. Well, I played with it a few weeks ago, but I just wanted to see how it worked. And I get to sit in a different location because my computer is not near the my handset, so it works pretty good, I think. And as far as the long winter days and getting cabin fever, I'm with everybody else. However, it seems to have been a pretty active winter, and here's the good news: it's definitely half over, so we're on the downside. Days are getting longer, and we'll be doing our spring cleanup before you know it. This is KE8YGV, and back to the net.
Yep, Russ, I did realize you were using Echolink. For just a second, when you were coming back in, I thought we may have lost it. Lost that Echolink connection, but then you came back in, so maybe it was just Rob we lost. And, yep, we're on the downslide. I always like passing, what is it, December 21st for the shortest day, I think it is. So it always feels better when you're climbing out of the hole. All right, we are at the bottom of our list, so looking for any new check-ins for the net this evening. Please call net control now. All right, nothing heard. Any rechecks or other business for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining the net this evening, and hopefully see everybody at the club meeting next week. This is KBATAR returning the repeater to normal use. 7-3.
VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees.